Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and it's countdown to summer vacation in Albany this week, with the state legislature scheduled to adjourn on Thursday, and a few big items still on the table, especially after Governor Cuomo's deal to press for progressive reforms to get the Working Families Party endorsement a few weeks ago. Medical marijuana tops the list, but guess what? Working Families gadfly Zephyr Teachout is going to challenge Cuomo anyway in a Democratic primary if she can get on the ballot. Let's get the latest from Ken Lovett, the Daily News Albany Bureau Chief. Hi, Ken. Welcome back to WNYC.
Good to be back.
Let's just make the list to start out today. What's actually in play right now as session-ending bills? Medical marijuana, yes?
Medical marijuana is in play, although I have a story today that the governor outlined a series of concerns to lawmakers that must be addressed, before he'll even consider signing the bill.
Okay, so we'll come back to that and go through those. But how about the abortion rights plank, strengthening abortion rights in New York State as part of the Women's Equality Act set of 10 bills? Is that newly in play? The Senate has killed that in the past.
Yeah, no, that's not in play. The only way that becomes in play is potentially if the Democrats take control of the Senate next year. But the Republicans have made it clear they will not pass a women's equity agenda that includes that provision.
Changes to the minimum wage still in play in the next 3 days?
Probably not. I mean, it could be a sleeper issue, but in reality, there have been talks quietly, but my guess is probably not, but I wouldn't be shocked at that one.
That was one of the big things that he promised, I think, in a video speech to the Working Families Party convention, right, that he would support linking minimum wage increases to inflation, so there wouldn't have to be a political battle every time to keep up with inflation, and also allowing New York City, which Mayor de Blasio, I believe, wants, to set a higher minimum wage than the rest of the state, which currently is illegal.
Right, and it's something he has said he will push for, but again, it was kind of said in connection to the Senate if the Democrats take control of the Senate.
Listeners, any calls on these last days in Albany or the possible Zephyr Teachout Democratic primary challenge to Governor Cuomo? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. So far, we're hearing things other than medical marijuana that don't actually seem possible as session enders. How about heroin? Anti-heroin measures? I know the governor's been talking about that. Does that require legislation?
Yeah, that would require legislation. There are talks. That is probably a likelihood. Talks went slower than people anticipated over the weekend, but most people believe they'll get to some kind of deal before the end of session. And the other one that a lot of people feel will probably happen is the governor is and the legislature have both talked about the teacher evaluation systems and decoupling, so to speak. Right now, as part of teacher evaluations, they're required to consider some of the Common Core testing results. They may delay that for a little while, where those test results will not be part of the evaluation process for a year or two.
Public campaign financing, on the list or off the list?
Off the list.
Really? And that was such a big, I don't know if it was number one for the Working Families Party, but Cuomo has been giving what the progressives say is just lip service to this. He's been for it, you know, for a long time in his language, but they say he hasn't been pressing it. So why is that dying? Again, he just doesn't have the power over the state Senate, and they won't go there.
And the will right now isn't really there from the legislature. Look, could it come back? You know, this is Albany, and every bill is kind of like Freddy Krueger. It's hard to say something is dead and won't come back. But that one, the Republicans have shown no interest at this point. And you got to realize, when the governor made his comments to the Working Families Party, it was stuff he was going to push for next year, coupled with that he was going to help bring about a Democratic Senate. If they don't get the Democratic Senate, a lot of these ideas are going to languish again.
How about changing the admissions process for New York City's specialized high schools. This got into the news a few days ago as something that they may take up for the end of the session. This is the schools like Stuyvesant, Bronx Science, Brooklyn Tech, the High School of American Studies, changing it to a multifaceted admissions process rather than the single standardized test. Advocates want this as a way to expand the ethnic diversity of the student body. Does this have any legs in Albany this week?
Honestly, I will be honest, I don't, you know, I would say it probably has legs, but I don't have a good enough field to know whether or not that one is in or out.
Okay. Any other that I left out that's on the table, either for, you know, grandstanding and then rejection or for actual possible consideration before Thursday?
No, I think there's, you know, I think honestly a lot of the lawmakers want to just get done and get out of here. It's been a contentious legislative session. The governor, you know, basically threw a grenade into things when he told the Working Families Party that he would work to get rid of the Senate leadership and put the Democrats back in control. That didn't win him a lot of support. So the feeling is they'll get whatever they can get done and by Thursday and then just leave.
So what are the governor's concerns on medical marijuana?
Medical marijuana, you know, earlier in the year, the governor proposed a very restricted program that would be run out of 20 hospitals statewide, and it wouldn't cover a whole lot. Now there's a bill being discussed in the Assembly and the Senate are close to a deal, but the governor threw in a whole bunch of things. For instance, he wants to bar the smoking of medical marijuana. They feel it would send a bad message, and there are other options like vaporization or pill form or food form that could take care of the same thing without having the pot smoked. He doesn't want people to be able to share medical marijuana, saying that, you know, other drugs, prescription drugs, are not shared. So he's pushing for that. He wants to classify it as a felony if someone either seeks or prescribes the drug fraudulently. So if you don't need it and you get medical marijuana, it would be a felony. And if you prescribe it knowingly that it wasn't going to someone who was sick or who it covers, then it would be a felony for that doctor. He wants to cut down on the illnesses that are covered. Basically, he just wants it to be a neuropathic condition with, quote-unquote, true nerve pain. He wants to...
Would that include cancer?
Yeah, it would include cancer, epilepsy, Parkinson's, MS, HIV, AIDS. So, you know, would cover quite a bit. He would allow... Basically, under what the legislature has been proposing, patients would be allowed to receive up to 2.5 ounces of medical marijuana every 30 days. But like with other drugs, he doesn't want to say an amount that would be allowed. He would allow doctors to prescribe it in 1 month doses like other medications, but it wouldn't be like you can get up to this amount. He would require doctors be pre-authorized by the state, pre-certified, so to ensure they're specialists in the field they're treating with marijuana. So there's a whole lot, that and a whole bunch of other stuff. Patients who are approved for medical marijuana in other states would have to re-register here. That wouldn't necessarily carry over. He would have a 5-year sunset provision so they can evaluate it. And also, one interesting thing is the governor would be able to suspend the program at the urging of either the Department of Health Commissioner or the state police superintendent if they feel it's not working or it's causing problems.
Listeners, any reactions to these limitations on a medical marijuana bill that Governor Cuomo says he wants or anything else about the medical marijuana debate in New York, pro, con, mixed, whatever, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. For Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief for the Daily News. Ken, do the other states that have legal medical marijuana have most of the restrictions that you just laid out?
No, some have some of them, some don't have any of them, but the Cuomo people are saying they want to make this tightly regulated. They want to learn from mistakes of other states, you know, like California, which had been a problem, and Colorado. So, but you know, some people, some cynically might say that the governor is setting it up that if they can't reach a deal this week, then he'll say, "Hey, I tried. I listed these conditions. They couldn't meet them, and you know, we tried, and we just couldn't get it done."
Do you think it matters to him politically whether this succeeds or fails? Would he want it to fail because it's politically advantageous?
Well, I think there's a segment that, you know, certainly opposes it. But, you know, he has a problem with his left, and the left definitely supports it, or, you know, strongly supports it. So I think there are some political considerations. Don't forget, it was only a year ago that the governor said he opposes the use of medical marijuana. And, you know, the fact that now he's discussing it shows either he's changed his mind or there's politics at play.
Well, am I wrong that he came out in the State of the State address this year and announced his change? So he was trying to take a leadership position and identify with it, not just be backed into it?
Right, but it was a much more restrictive program that did not need legislation. So it was something that he would control. And you know, his argument was this way, you know, if we can expand it, we would. If we need to rein it in, we can.
Oh.
And you don't have to go through the rigmarole of the legislative process. The legislature said it was a good first step or half a step, but it didn't go nearly far enough. And that's why they're talking about a bill.
So if they can't agree on a bill, is he just going to do this by executive order in his way?
That's the sense.
So that may happen this year one way or the other, or he might wait till after Election Day. I guess that remains to be seen.
Yeah, and how long it takes to implement it. I mean, you know, their argument was, I guess, the legislation that was being discussed by the Senate and Assembly gave it a, you know, it would be implemented within a year. It would have to be implemented within a year. They want it more open-ended, the governor's team, because they say that to come up with the regulations, to register people, to register the who has to grow the medical marijuana and disseminate it, that takes more than a year. And, it takes 8 months, they say, just to grow it. But to get to that point is going to take a while. So they don't want any, they don't want the legislature saying you have to do it within a year and then it's rushed and not done right.
Joe in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Brian. Great show. Listen, I just want to comment. I think it's shameful that Cuomo can't, you know, come out of the shadows with this. And this medical marijuana issue, it's the medicalness of it is a backdoor to get it into the backdoor. I mean, it's the most benign drug that we have available for us to use. It's less dangerous than alcohol, far less dangerous than tobacco. And these politicians are just so afraid to be labeled. By getting behind it. And
of course, you know you're making it harder for Cuomo by saying it's a backdoor to recreational legalization.
Well, let's just face it, it is. Let's stop this argument with this. This is the way they're going to get it through. This is the way they reintroduced alcohol when we had the wisdom to realize that we're creating this huge black market. I mean, wasn't it just 2 years ago a cop shot some kid in the Bronx because he was flushing out some pot down the toilet? I mean, that's shameful. We live like this in our society. This is not the dangerous drug. 40% of all drug arrests are for marijuana. And how many of those against black and Latinos?
Joe, thank you. And I don't know that there was an incident where a kid got shot just for flushing pot down the toilet. I don't remember a description of anything like that. But on the larger issue that Joe brings up, Ken, at the end there, of how many black and Latino kids are arrested for possession or even sale of small amounts of marijuana compared to white kids who are doing or grown-ups who are doing, you know, the same thing at least as great a rate. Is there anything in Albany that would address that? I noticed the stat recently that the de Blasio administration is arresting people in New York City for marijuana-related crimes at the same rate approximately as Bloomberg. So this is not going away as a street issue.
Well, the governor, not this year, but last year, had proposed that there's a weird loophole, I guess is the best way, or anomaly in the law, that if you are found to be holding marijuana, you know, small amounts of marijuana in private, and the cops find it, then it's a violation. But if you
merely a violation, not even a misdemeanor.
Right. But if you were walking down the street and you either had it out or, you know, and this came to the stop and frisk issue, or the police came and said, empty your pockets, and you empty your pockets and you're holding a bag, then that was a criminal, misdemeanor. And so the governor looked to close that loophole and basically say that, you know, he wanted to decriminalize the possession of small amounts of marijuana.
But the state Senate wouldn't do that.
The Senate wouldn't do that. He didn't push it again this year, but as part of the Working Families Party issue, and when he was trying to get their nomination, which he did, he said that he would go and push that issue again.
Jennifer in Warwick, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you? My name is Jennifer Schneider. I'm actually a state compliance consultant in the state of New York in the pharmaceutical industry. And I look at the legalization of medical marijuana as a form of incrementalism to be able to get it legally on the streets. There are a lot of clients that I have that do have formulas for artificial cannabis that affect the receptor ligands in the brain, can be used instead of buying and growing medical marijuana. So I think that if it is regulated, a store should go through the normal course of licensure through the Department of Education, the Board of Pharmacy, and they should be regulated just as a wholesale distributor or manufacturer is regulated in the state of New York.
Jennifer, the artificial marijuana, would that, as you understand it, relieve the symptoms that people take it for medically, and would it also get people high in the same way as actual marijuana?
Well, I think you do have the euphoric component. But the artificial cannabis, it hits the cannabis receptor ligands in the brain just as smoking would. Mm-hmm. It can also be controlled, can be prescribed. It can go through the diversion market so that we make sure that it's not counterfeit and that we control the manufacture of it.
Interesting. And Jennifer, I'm going to leave it there and get one more caller on. Evelina in Melville. An MD. Evelina, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I didn't hear all of the previous comments, but I'm very concerned about people abusing marijuana that they obtain through medical marijuana. And I don't mean people with terminal cancer, but I mean people who have a backache and are very proud of themselves and will come in and tell us as physicians and nurses and nurse practitioners, et cetera, sort of bragging about how they get OxyContin here and this and that there.
But shouldn't you be making a difference between OxyContin, which is so dangerous as an addictive prescription drug, and marijuana, which, as a previous caller said, the regulation of marijuana as it exists is worse than the problem from people using this drug, more like alcohol prohibition than the concerns about OxyContin addiction today?
I wouldn't push the analogy with either OxyContin or alcohol exactly. I mean, I think it's more complicated than that, but I'm of the generation that includes a lot of people who say that marijuana is completely benign. I don't believe that it is. And if you're driving after you've been smoking marijuana, it's no joke. And people also become, if you don't want to call it addicted, they become very habituated to it and used to. And fortunately or unfortunately, I have patients and former friends who smoke marijuana every day and have had real problems in their lives because of things that happen as a result of that. So all I was going to say is that although I have heard very clearly that people are saying that maybe Governor Cuomo is being slightly opportunistic in how he's trying to play his support or lack of support for legalizing marijuana, I almost partly agree with him despite that, because mm-hmm. I think if we're going to put any new drug on the market, especially something that children and very young children are attracted to because of the culture, that we need to be very careful, and I really think we should only make it available to people who really need it and who are willing to stay under some kind of strict surveillance mm-hmm. about how they're using it.
Medical supervision. Evelina, thank you very much. I appreciate your call. Ken Lovett, Albany Beer Shake for the Daily News. We're just about out of time, but let me go back to one of those Cuomo criteria, that he would actually outlaw smoking it as opposed to ingesting it or vaping it, I guess like people vape the e-cigarettes.
Right.
Is that enforceable?
It is enforceable. I mean, you basically would not be able to do it. I mean, you would get it in a certain way. Now, I don't know it well enough to know the difference between vaporizing it and smoking it, but I'm assuming it would be in a different kind of form for you to do. They also, you know, one of the things they said is they've spent a lot of money on anti-smoking ads, and this would be counter to that. But also, there's a fear overall from law enforcement that having legalized medical marijuana will make it difficult to enforce non-medical marijuana possession because, you know, you really have to know who has permission to do what. And it would just make it, they're concerned, the law enforcement, that it'll make it more difficult to enforce regular marijuana laws.
Well, I do know that at least one marijuana expert we had on the show recently who's advising the state of Washington with how to implement their legalized recreational marijuana said, in his opinion, in a few years, everybody will be vaping marijuana, that smoking is so uncool these days and so much more dangerous for your lungs, actually, than vaping, that soon, in a generation, it's going to be, do you vape pot? And it's not going to be, do you smoke pot? So we'll see if that comes about over time, and we'll see if medical marijuana or anything else passes the New York State Legislature by Thursday when they're ready to go home for the summer. Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the Daily News, thank you so much.
Anytime.